Matthew, what's it been like getting a chance to work with this group of special teamers this year? Not so much the other guys, but guys, the core guys like Nate and Nico and that group.
You know, it's been a blast. I've had a lot of fun with these guys this year. It's a group that takes a lot of pride in what we do, and we have a lot of fun doing it. And I think there's a good combination of veteran guys with experience and young guys that are willing and eager and understand this is how they're going to make their bones in this league, and they've embraced their role. So overall, it's been one of the most fun seasons I've had as a part of this team. So hopefully we can keep it going.
How much does playoff experience, in your opinion, matter?
I think it helps a little bit, but, you know, every year is a different year, and, you know, what happens in the regular season usually has no bearing on what happens in the postseason. So I think it helps for guys who have played in big games to know what to understand and expect as far as the speed of the game, the intensity of the game. It's nothing like a regular season game. But like I said, every year is different. Every team's different. Every situation is different. So you can't really rely on, you know, past experiences to kind of expect it to be the same when you get to the game this year. So,
can you convey the speed of the game in the playoffs to some of the younger players who have never been there? Can you convey and say this is going to be a little bit quicker when the time comes?
I think we can try to preach to them all week and try to put it in their head. But I know for me, until I got out there and actually felt it, I didn't understand what it was like. But we'll be on those young guys all week to let them know, listen, this is not the regular season. This is not what you guys have experienced up until this point. But I think until they get out there, the first couple of series, the first couple of plays, then they won't really understand what it is.
So, I know some guys have compared it, and it'd be interested to get your take on it. The difference between the preseason and the regular season is the same as the difference between the regular season and the postseason in terms of the jump and the speed and playing the intensity.
I could agree with that, definitely. I mean, you know, the preseason obviously is a different feel, and then you go to the regular season and it's a much different feel, the speed. And I think the jump is just as drastic from the regular season to the postseason. I think, you know, it's a one-game season for everybody and nobody's holding anything back. Not that we do that during the regular season, but, I mean, it's a drastic difference.
You've had great success during your 5 years here, but yet for you, I think the first 3 years you didn't win a playoff game. Last year you finally won get Super Bowl and lose. How hungry does that make you personally that, you know, you've had all this regular season success but then haven't been able to? And how much more does that make you hungry to go all the way this year?
I think the sole reason that you play this game is to be the best, and you want to be the best team, and it's the ultimate team sport. So to be able to come as close as we did last year and have past failures in my previous seasons here, it just drives you and motivates you more. And I think that we're a team that's very hungry. We don't feel like we've accomplished anything. We don't feel like we've arrived at all because, you know, it's all for naught unless you do something in the postseason. So we're very driven, very motivated, very focused, you know, myself personally and my teammates. And, you know, I think you know, we feel like we have a lot left to accomplish, and hopefully we're able to do that.
You guys have been in this situation the last couple of years. What are the benefits of playing a team in the playoffs that you have faced in the regular season?
Well, I think that you're familiar with their personnel. Usually a team like Houston, we wouldn't have played them in the regular season because they're not in our division. But, you know, we have some familiarity with their personnel and their schemes. But I think it's important for us not to rely on our past game and expect this game to go the same way. So, you know, that it's nice that we know their personnel and know how they feel out there going against those guys, competing against them. But we expect it to be a totally different ball game. We expect this to be a different team that shows up here this weekend, and we know we're in for a fight.
Are there any drawbacks?
I wouldn't say there are. You know, each game is its own, and I think that'll be the case this weekend. So,
you mentioned being familiar with their personnel. Does that affect or impact your preparation this week?
I think it will a little bit. I think you go back and look at the tape and see what things, you know, worked for you as an individual and as a team, and what things didn't go so well. And I think you can kind of know what to focus on, what you can do better, what you can continue to do well, hopefully. So there, you know, experience is a great teacher, and we've had some experience with these guys this year, so hopefully we can use that to our advantage.
About how experience translates for players, but what about for the coaches and coordinators? How does that help? I mean, this staff is so postseason hardened. How does that help you guys prepare?
Well, I think our coaches do a tremendous job each and every week of putting us in great positions to have success. And this staff knows how to prepare for the postseason. They know what it takes to win. Starting with Coach Belichick, he knows how to get his teams ready. And the coordinators, they've been in big games. They have that big game experience. So I think them as the leaders of our team, essentially, you know, will hopefully that'll trickle down and help the players get prepared and focused. You know, their experience will kind of rub off on us as we prepare for this weekend.
Matthew, just curious, you guys played each other in the regular season. And I'm just wondering, who has the most pressure in this one? Who do you feel, you guys or?
I think both teams have a lot of pressure on them because, you know, it's a one-game season, and whoever doesn't perform well, their season is over. So I think both teams have pressure on them. It's the playoffs. Every team left has pressure on them at this point.
Matthew, can you tell the discernible difference between 3 days off versus maybe one or two that you might have seen in the regular season, the benefit of that having come in the bye, and how restorative or recuperative effect has that been on the team?
Well, it was definitely a good opportunity for us to take some time and kind of lick our wounds a little bit. But I don't expect it to give us some great edge or advantage come Sunday. These guys are going to come here hungry. You know, they feel like they owe us. You know, we can't think, oh, well, we had to buy, so we're going to be okay. You know, that's not going to be the case at all. So, you know, hopefully we get everybody healthy and out there on the field this week. But, you know, when it comes down to it, we have to go line up and play the game this weekend.